Behold, he cometh. Behold, he cometh. Angels, that's a very profound notice to you and I. And you see, can I tell you a secret? How many people have I said today? And I've told you, secret is not, oh, don't let them know I came there. No, that's cover up. Secret must deliver value. Don't forget it. Those who, Bible says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them salvation. True secret. You know, secret that is running a mission, in making it successful. There is a secret, there are secrets that make marriage work, that make business work. There are secrets that make people survive, even practices, including professional practice. Say, how are you doing it? People are coming here. What's the secret? What's your marketing strategy? What's your competitive edge? What are you doing to gain advantage? Now, these are eminent things about which business owners or true, you know, operators must keep to their chest to gain edge. Praise the Lord. Now, that's what secrets do. They give you an edge, something that your competitors don't know about. But yet it's driving your business, it's driving your affairs, it's making you succeed. Praise the Lord. Was I going to tell a secret?
Yes.
Oh boy. I forgot the secret. Okay, yes. I remember the secret now. Amen. Can I tell you a secret? You know, I always have your permission. I mean, if I don't have your permission, if you don't tell, I won't tell. You know, I'll just go my way. Amen. You know, Jesus, if they say don't come, he said, okay, dust your shoes and then go away. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
It's not a small thing for God to come. It's a mighty, heavy thing for God to come. Now, when we don't take serious is the notice of his coming. It's not good. So when you hear that it comes, see, let's go to Songs of Solomon chapter 8. Songs of Solomon chapter 2. And we go to verse 11. Verse 10, I'm sorry. Go to verse 10. He says there, he says, okay, no, verse 10. See what he says. Look at that. God was coming. The blood was coming. The first thing he said was, Lord, rise up. God cannot be coming and you didn't gear up. He said, my beloved speak and said to me, rise up. Rise up, my love. It's a call of love so that you won't miss his coming. You remember we dealt with this in at the video. When you go to chapter 6 of that place, the beloved didn't get up. By the time she opened the door, she said, I looked for him. He was not there. Right now, this is not comic or concert. This is a place preparing, the whole preparation of the church is for the second coming of Jesus Christ. How many people agree with that? Yeah. He said, it's going for two. The brazen up, the sensitivity, you're making sure I'm ready. You don't see how God is coming and he didn't tickle anything. Say no me. See, the first thing is beloved. You know, remember in verse 8, he said, I heard the voice of my beloved coming. He knew his voice. But see what his beloved was called. Was it from afar? He hasn't come here. He was from afar. And all he was screaming was, rise up. Don't let me meet you sleeping. Don't let me meet you dozing. Don't let me be as if nothing is happening. See how I'm coming. skipping the mountains, coming like a roll, like a dart. Look at verse 9. Look at verse 9. See how he was coming. Look at verse 9. He said, my beloved is like a roe, you know, a roe, a deer, and a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our walls. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. And he began to speak to me. Rise up. Light us. We must rise up. We must respond. Next week, we'll be talking about the season of response. You see, there's a window when I call you. I can't go saying, dilly, 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 dilly. You know, I can't do that, right? I'll say, dilly. I'll wait. You see, that wait I wait is the season to get his word. Now, if he doesn't respond within that window, that is reasonable, I can call him again. If he doesn't respond, I can call him again. But I can't just be screaming, dilly, 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 dilly. I said, well, I mean, there's somebody there. You say, that doesn't answer my problem, right? Now, when he calls, there's a season of response. Now, may we not miss that season.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. But let's leave that, because we'll be coming. What's he coming to do? So that we can praise up. So that by next week, you will know that before he call it, I will answer. Praise the Lord. Before he call it, I will answer. Because talking about how he responds to it. You see, I mean, behold, he cometh. What's he coming for? Oh, praise the Lord. Light up. Let's go to verse 11 of that scripture. He told him in verse 10, he said, arise, rise up, my Lord. Wake up. And do you know, every coming of Jesus Christ raises the people up, raises the church up, including his coming. He said, when we see him, we shall all be tagged. We shall be caught up. It's a rising, it's a catching up, it's a steering up. See what he said in verse 11 here. He said, winter is past. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's keep going. Amen. Coming is like it is to steer you and bring you into new season. He said, winter is past. The rain is over and gone. See how God has helped us and transitioned us this year. At the beginning of the year, we talked about the rain. Remember the story of Noah? That's what we opened the year with. You know, and there was rain. There was water everywhere. And God told us, you know what? This water will recede. How many will remember that? How will it recede? Say continually. Exactly. The water was receding continually. And I told you, I said, look, measure where the water is. Praise the Lord. How many remember that? The weather must not be overflowing. Praise God. And I tell you, if he says the water is overflowing, what should you do? Call me. Praise the Lord. Because that's not the season. He said, for lo, winter is past. The rain is over. And what? Come. Look at the next one. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Remember the story of the dome that brought that olive branch?
Yeah.
Now you see, that's what is coming to us. Hallelujah. He said, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we are in a great and blessed season, my people. It's the doing of the Lord, because he alone changes times and seasons. He said, the flowers appear on us. The time of singing of the birds is come. Hallelujah. I come to take you away. I'm ahead of myself. You see it now. He said, we are going away. Hawaii. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I'm married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. I'm married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. My husband is coming to take me away onto everlasting home. Ah, it's a joy to be taken away by the Lord. Don't think you are going to die. He's taking us away to a new land, to a new experience, to a new love. He told me, he said, tell my people, there is a realm of noiseless Tribal. Making progress without noise. Hallelujah. Making progress without noise. You won't see water, you won't see rain, but the trenches will be full of water. You'll be wondering, how did we get here? That's our testimony. I told you at the beginning of the year. I said, by the end of the year, we'll be stronger than what we were at the beginning. Praise the Lord. Light up. Don't let it catch you napping, though. Because he told us, do what?
Rise up.
That's the first thing he told his beloved. So I won't be said, they didn't tell us. No, we're all hearing it together. You remember when the Lord showed up for Peter in the prison? He was sleeping. You know what he did? What? He said, he's sporting. You know, may God Almighty. You know, he did it like this, like Jacob. He said, what happened to you? The Lord spoke to me. May God Almighty help us. But you see, even if he does that, he's a no missing. Praise the Lord. He touched the hollow of his rib, and he changed his life. But you shouldn't get that guy. You shouldn't get that bad. He does, you know. Just respond, amen. Just do what. Yeah. Hallelujah. He says the flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Go on to verse 13. We are going to 14, my sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me put this on stone. Okay. He said, the fig tree putteth forth a green figs. You remember the second coming of Jesus Christ? Jesus told the Jews, he said, when you see this fig tree begin to blossom again, know that what? Your salvation is near. See what he said here? He said, the fig tree putteth forth a green figs, and the vine with the tender grapes, give a good smell. Hallelujah. See what he said. Arise, my love, my fair one, and do what? Let's go. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus and so celebrate his great grace. Father God, we thank you. He has come to transmit. Let us, Shaka. Is there? He said, talking about the coming of the Lord, right after that, you see, the coming of the Lord has two sides. Okay? One is for our salvation, one is for vengeance against our enemy. Clean. Hallelujah. But he calls us my what?
My beloved.
The first coming of Jesus Christ, the salvation he brought. And of course, the second coming of Jesus Christ is also bringing our salvation, correct? Yeah. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. You see, when you are waiting for the coming of the Lord, you expect the saving power to come into effect. See what our brother did? He began to speak in tongues. You may not know how, but you will do it again. You will not know when, you will not know how. Can you imagine him? If he knew God would use fella, he said, and he's shouting, I know fella, anybody who knows fella here, everybody knows fella, he can't work. Say he can't work. And he's like the testimony with us, how somebody went for immigration. The person wants to be deported. And God said, don't worry, you will not be deported. When you get there, wear your best dress as the day of the celebration. Can I tell you something like that? Miracles are not chances. There is an alignment that makes your miracle come. He said, will you not be accepted if you do what is right? Praise the Lord. And when the person got to the night before, the man saw that this lady was from Nigeria and said, and you remember Abacha? My people, God can use anybody for your good. Abacha was the one in government then. So the fact that the lady was from Nigeria and he's been helped about Abacha was what interested him, not the lady. But he just took the file and said, I'm going to study this file. He took the file up. And then, when he came to court, the lady had hired an attorney to come and represent her. And as soon as they got there, right here, they said, no work here. And so the judge said, your case has been called. And the guy just put down the
How did you cope with that child in the way? That man was really, really clinical. And he said, okay, as a matter of fact, don't worry, I gave you your, because I took your file home yesterday, I reviewed it. And she it was minutes on it as he was writing, I already gave it to you. And he told his question to Abacha. Yeah, when they finished, the attorney said, he said, how much? They said, come take your money. The attorney said, I didn't do anything. Praise God. He's coming. He says that people are the altar, at the intercession. He can change that meaning. I indeed baptize him. You see, that's what you do when you wait for the coming. It must make you in peace, not in trouble. You command his coming, you hasten his coming. Is our not being ready to delay the coming of Jesus Christ? Are you here? Yeah. Is our not being ready? Knowing not that the long suffering of the Lord leads you to repentance, not wanting anybody to perish. When God sees the percentage of people who are ready for the coming of Christ, come and say, look, son, you can't go yet. I need to baptize you with water to repentance. See what he said about he that is coming. He said, he that comes after me is mightier. He will do far better than I can offer you guys. Whose shoes are not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. New season came for the earth and for the church. The realm and the ministry of the Holy Ghost never encountered on us. The indwelling of the Holy Ghost, it does come upon people and live, I come upon the prophet. But nothing near the residency of the Holy Spirit taking place in our lives. That's what the coming of the Lord did. He said, he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost. And with fire. Look at verse 12. What's he coming to do? He's coming to purpose. The winter is past. What's he coming to do? Winter, by the way. Cold. Dark. When I came to America, I came in summer. I think I came around May or something like that. And it was just in spring going to. So the family I stayed with, my first time, I've never seen snow like that. I mean, nothing like that. In other countries, I'm at that, right? Right now, they were driving me somewhere one day. I was just hurt by the largesse of the road. What? I say road like this? I said, what? This is. It was my blowing, I tell you. Then my host told me, or my hostess told me, she said, you see all these trees? We see bush, go. All these bush. He said, wait, when it comes to December, there will be no leaf on this tree. I can't believe it. I said, no, this bush. I said, this bush. I didn't believe my people. He said, wait, just wait. Don't die. When December came, and I saw all those big trees burning. That's what winter does. Because it's warmer under the ground than above the ground. So all the water and everything that's nourishing the tree. And of course, that's what happened. But God tells us, if you see a tree, let's talk about that. Because you are going to bless it today. If you see a tree, we begin to put up their gifts again. What COVID did was beautiful, I'm telling you. I hope there are no people behind COVID. Honestly, if it's people that are like, manipulating what is happening, Only God can judge that thing. I tell you. But see, almost 3 years taken out. People's lives, from people perished, businesses, from people from businesses can't recover ever again. But thank God for you and I. He said, The voice of the bird singing is being heard on our streets again. Let's go to the second Samuel, second Song of Solomon, chapter 2. See what he came to do for you and I. Idols, please. This is not man's word. It's you know, anywhere. I'm sure you know. I'm sure you know.
It's not for you. It's dark. Dark season and clear times. Insecurity, fear, threat. You know, shaking. You know, everybody's on his own in winter. You are running in, running out, making sure. Wah, 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 you know, us. He said, the rain is over and gone. Look at the next verse. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come. The voice of the dove is in our land. Put forth on green figs, the vines with tender grapes. The good. Just put the spirit before this. And here we are. This next winter season. Things were so clear. Things were so warm. Like our brother, that was a winter time, honestly. When you book a flight, and she said, the things I'm, the, what I was going for will have been 80% completed. Lighthouse and God reversed it. The coming of the Lord intervened. Lighthouse, when God arises, no, you see, I don't want to say it's good, because it's not good if God does not arise. But you see, things can continue until God arises. Lighthouse, if God arises, nothing can make him sit down. When he stand up, until he executes what is in his heart, help him, nobody. And he will be clearing way, clearing you anything till he comes to save his own. Well, that's where we are now. He said, behold, he come here. Oh, my comrades, can we have that song? Let's have it. Some music, because it's coming, we should rejoice. The Lighthouse is coming. Whether it's coming or not coming, it's not sitting down, it's coming. He told us. Thank you.
the Lord, I hear the voice of your coming. And I say, Lord, I will meet you. Thank you for coming. He's already on his way. Jesus signaled, he said, I am coming. Light off. Go and ask Pharaoh. In the place we read, he said, I come to bring them out of that which was against them. They were Israel would be afraid. Israel himself will know that I am the Lord. Egypt will know I am the Lord. Father Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. We wave your hands up. Thank you because you are coming. Thank you because you are on your way. Thank you for the change of saving. Thank you, Lord, for the voice of the God singing. Father, we thank you. Come on. Let us scandal come on. Let our shelter come out. Let our come out. Let our shelter come out. Let it come out. Let us come out for me. Let our shelter. Who can stop the shining spot of the sun? The best one is blind. That's not coming. Thank you, precious. Let us, what must you do? Do what my brother did. It's my son, my dear. I will want my son. There's nothing that will prevent him coming. We must find you how in peace. Something disturbing your heart, don't vent. Don't scream. Don't shout. Don't complain. Let no profane thing come out of your mouth. He said, be still and know, and you will see the salvation of God. He will come. Right now, he will come. And when he shows up, he shows up. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we bless you. Right now, there is nothing he cannot change. There is nothing what he cannot change. Well, I told you at the beginning of the year, I said, when we come to December, will we do what? Will we compare notes? I mean, will remember I said what? Oh, yeah. I don't mean you and I say what you didn't know. You will take your own notes. You will see where you were at the beginning. And you will see where you are at the end. And you will know that only God will have done. That's the testimony of the Lord. You go and write it down. We are beat you already now. Father, we thank you. When you come, you find each of us. Anything disturbing, anything overwhelming, anything confusing, seeking to offset or upturn us from our secured position. Father, judge that evil in the name of Jesus. Oh, grant us grace to remain calm, steadfast, not looking at the situation, but looking to you for your comments. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Set your hands towards me and just pray in the Holy Spirit, you know. Right now, you must pray of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for my brother, for my son. He said, I just began to pray in the Holy Spirit. You have a challenging thing, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't say, God, you know it's because of you I'm going to Nigeria. Why is all of this happening? Is this how you do? No, don't do that. Just continue to bless. But he said, building up yourselves in your most holy thing. Speak in the Holy Ghost. And I will thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many God? How many people got it today? Let's just get the hand for that. There's no one like him. Hallelujah. He conscious of the we are saved. And you find us so in Jesus' name. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Have a good afternoon and be blessed.